my Santa does not have time for that.
No. Santa's got stuff to do.
Yeah, Santa hates wrapping. Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carly.
So we are here today, Chris and Carly. I didn't do intros, but hopefully you've been with us long enough.
It's Christmas. We don't have to do introductions.
Exactly.
We're just all real happy around here.
The bells are jingling.
Yes, I did not bring my bells with me, but they're jingling.
So today we are continuing our Christmas duo of episodes. If you did not listen to last week, we covered a gift guide.
Which I thought was very helpful.
It was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have teenagers and you're just looking for general gifts for an adult, I think it would be helpful.
Yeah, and I think if you stink at giving gifts like I do, like you need these kind of guides.
someone to tell you what to buy.
Yes, it's so helpful. Absolutely.
So today we are going to talk traditions. Are you ready for this, Chris?
I am. When I saw that, I had to think a little bit about traditions that we had growing up. And well, let me start with you. What's one of your most memorable Christian Christmas traditions?
Chris is struggling.
I really
today.
Am. I am.
Well, one of my favorite traditions is actually a Christmas Eve tradition, but every year my dad reads the Polar Express. Hmm. So Christmas Eve, we all pile in his lap, which was way cuter when we were little, and we read the Polar Express together.
I like that. I would say I don't remember a whole lot of specific traditions other than not ever having Christmas in the same place.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Being a military kid, we literally were all over the world, and it was not abnormal for us to be at someone else's house on Christmas or traveling. I remember going to someone's house in New Mexico and waking up to our first white Christmas because we were in the mountains of New Mexico. But what I remember is it wasn't weird that we weren't home. That's kind of the thing. And so whether it was living in Europe or going to see grandparents but I just don't ever really remember spending a ton of Christmases at home and that not being a big deal.
I think I was in high school the first time I ever spent a Christmas at home.
Mm-hmm.
We always traveled to grandparents' houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people that would really weird them out, but that seems super normal to me.
Right. So going into these traditions, kind of even going off of that, Chris, something I have learned, I did a poll on Instagram and I think 70 people responded.
It's impressive.
So thank you. So small flex.
Yes, it really was. I was impressed when I heard the first time.
But what I learned reading all of those is that everyone does Christmas different.
Mm-hmm.
So for some people, they have to be home. Mm-hmm. For some people, they have to travel. Everyone has different traditions. And so we wanted to talk through some traditions, some that maybe are funny or different. And then later on for our trend, we'll also give you some ideas for some traditions to do with your teenagers. So let's kick it off, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
One person responded about their tradition that every year they wear matching PJs.
Can we say names here?
I think we can throw her name out there.
Yes. Our great friend, Tara Goodwin, who is so involved with Teen Life, was one of the first ones to respond. And this makes me happy.
What is especially happy about this one that makes me giggle is I think a lot of people do matching PJs. Mm-hmm. This is like her 25, 26 member family, like extended family, grandparents. They all wear matching PJs.
That's commitment to the cause.
It
right
is.
There.
I have seen a picture and it is impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, speaking of which, Carly, I don't think I told you this, but we talked a couple episodes about the dinosaurs coming to life in our house.
Yes.
Can't really tell you what happens there. But one of our family traditions, and this has to do with this, just so you know, is our Elf on the Shelf comes on December 1st to kind of take over operations.
To kick the dinosaurs out?
Yes. Yes. And we're all okay with that. But the elf always brings Christmas pajamas.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, and this year they brought pajamas for me.
Chris, are you so excited?
I'm not at all.
I'm
a little too sweaty for pajamas. Sorry. just not going to work for me.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Josh's family does every Christmas Eve, you open pajamas, an elf leaves pajamas, So everyone gets to do Christmas Eve and wake up and be matching Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
Josh isn't a huge fan. Usually the boys just get like pants or even we've kind of more gone like a sweatpant route. However, I remember I'm going to have to go back and look, and I'm also going to have to get permission from my family. But I can't remember if I was in high school or early college, but one year we all got matching pajamas that were plaid. And it is a sight to see my little family of five all scrunched together in matching pajamas. And fun fact, this is a story for maybe another time. Someone used that picture of my family to catfish on Match.com.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, congratulations.
Well, yes. So that's a story for another time. But the Hatchet family matching PJs was not maybe as cute as we thought it was going to be.
I could handle like just the pajama bottoms, but they bought me like the full zip up kind of thing. So like, yeah. So I'll probably wear it for pictures and make the elf happy.
We'll have to post one, Chris.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
follow Teen Life on social media if you want to.
Chris gets catfished with his Christmas pajamas.
Now let's talk Christmas trees. What does your family do for Christmas trees?
We had a little spell of real Christmas trees when Costco started selling them. We was like, let's do real Christmas trees. And then we realized how completely messy and gross. And one night, the Christmas tree just fell over.
Yep.
And so we're back to artificial and we're not going back.
I got a few. To be fair, in Texas, real Christmas trees, just you don't have Christmas tree farms everywhere here. I got several stories about real trees falling that happened in my family. We always did Christmas in Colorado growing up, and we cut down our own tree. We picked it out. It was a huge deal.
That's cool.
And 1 year, it crushed the Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
On Christmas Eve, it fell over in the middle of the night.
How big of a tree did
you get? It was huge.
Okay.
I will say, after that, my grandpa put a hook in the wall, and so it was tied. The top was always tied off. Another friend said that her family always liked to get the tallest and biggest trees, and 1 year it almost touched the ceiling, she said, of their two-story house, and she was sick and laying on the couch, and it fell on top of her. So be careful if you're getting real trees.
Funny. That's not funny. Why am I laughing?
But people are very opinionated about their trees.
Well, I think, too, when you put, as the guy that puts the tree up, the real tree, when it falls down is kind of a shot to your ego, too, because you should have thought of all that.
Yes, but, fair.
Yep.
Now, for ornaments, this one is fascinating. My family does a new ornament every year. My mom always got one for each kid. And then anytime we travel, I still do this. We get ornaments when we travel to remember that. So our Christmas tree is not pretty and matchy. It is chaotic. But every time we're like, hey, do you remember this? Do you remember this trip? Do you remember when Janie walked for the first time? We kind of go through that. Do y'all have any ornament traditions, Chris?
It's pretty similar, yeah. Places we've traveled, crafts the kids have made at school, those kinds of things. I feel like some of them have made their way out of the house somehow. Didn't quite make it year over year over year. But what's your favorite like ornament someone's given you?
Oh man, we have some from when we first got engaged or married that are just really special to me. Really special. And someone actually handmade an ornament when Sawyer was born. And it's an angel holding a baby. And that one's really sweet, too, just to remember that time. Now, Chris, have you ever heard of the pickle ornament?
Keep talking.
Maybe.
I think so.
Okay, so my family does not personally do this, but someone wrote in, and I've known people that do this. So there is a tradition with a pickle ornament, and on Christmas morning, someone hides a pickle ornament on the tree. The first person to find the pickle ornament gets a special extra gift on Christmas morning.
Yeah, the gherkin. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes, it's German, I think.
Yeah. I've seen it around even like Passover meals. Like it's used in lots of different areas. But yeah, that's definitely one I've heard.
For some people, it's a big deal.
Jeez. Stop the podcast. She was really waiting on that, I could tell. And you're kind of getting in my lane, Carly.
I know. So. That was a dad joke.
Yeah.
Sorry. So ornaments are super fun, but one that people are very opinionated about, Chris, is Santa. This is a big Christmas tradition. My unofficial official poll, I asked if people grew up with Santa. 92% said yes. So it left 8% saying no. Those poor, poor children.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Sure, they still got presents.
Yeah. I'm sure they did. I'm just joking. But this is, I feel like, especially a hot topic right now,
mm-hmm.
because there is more of a trend of we're not going to celebrate Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to lie to our kids. We're not going to make up a story. And so this will be interesting to track moving forward how many people celebrate Santa still.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a fun family tradition is taking out all the Santa photos from your kids over the years and finding the one that was obviously fake. We found one from when my son was really, really young. Like, how did that pass as a Santa?
Oh,
like, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this one's interesting, too, because people have different ways that Santa, if they celebrate Santa, that he leaves gifts. So I know some people that do stockings. Some people do stocking and unwrapped gifts. That's most of the people in my poll said that. But some say that he leaves wrapped gifts. I also know some people who Santa wraps every single thing in the stocking.
That is a so committed
like,
Santa right
like
there.
Like a candy cane would be wrapped. Wow. My Santa does not have time for that.
No. Santa's got stuff to do.
Yeah, Santa hates wrapping.
Let me ask you this. Does Santa in your house have a certain kind of wrapping paper?
Well, no, because Santa, when I grew up, Santa did not wrap presents at all.
Oh.
They were just left out in the stocking and around the stocking.
So we're learning a lot about each other. I did not know until I got married that Santa was the one that left stockings.
Really?
I had no idea.
So you didn't grow up doing Santa, really?
No, we did.
Oh.
Just Santa brought presents.
Oh, I
but,
see.
But
I
like,
see.
Like the stocking was for the crap gifts, like stuff that like no one really wanted. And so, yeah, that's my memory of the stocking. So I was like, surely that can't be Santa.
Right.
So no, that's what I remember. But now I know that's what Santa leaves behind.
How sweet of Santa to cater his traditions to
I know.
Every family.
I know. Just you learn a lot.
Now, speaking of presents and how we do it, when do y'all open presents, Chris?
Primarily Christmas morning, but that would be a tradition carried over from growing up is opening one present on Christmas Eve, but it was also very guided as the one we're allowed
mm-hmm.
to, like, because I'd always want to open the big one, and now you open the socks and underwear.
Of course.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Of course. So in my poll, 79% open presents on Christmas Day, but the rest, so what is that math? 21 open on Christmas Eve, and then Santa is for Christmas Day.
Really?
My family does Christmas Day. Josh's family, my husband's family, does Christmas Eve. So that was different coming into marriage. However, now it works out nice because we can do Christmas Eve with one, Christmas Day with the other. Now, another thing that is interesting, how do you open gifts? Is it a free-for-all? Is it like a very organized, one at a time, show the class your gift?
I think it depends on if it's just our family. Well, it's one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like the full extended family, be there all day if you're doing
Nobody's
one
got
at
time
a time.
For that.
No. And I think you can't hold certain people back on that. So yeah, it depends on the setting.
I feel like people are very opinionated about traditions in general, but about this one, because you have some people that like to have it over and then it's over in 5 minutes, or some people it is a 2-hour event
mm-hmm.
where you're opening one at a time. One of my favorite responses was that someone said that they wore their parents down enough that they would let them open one gift on Christmas Eve. So kind of like what you were saying, mm-hmm. that they complained enough
yeah.
that their parents are finally like, fine.
Yeah, I don't remember how we got that, but I remember that was just kind of part of it. We'd always get to open one, but like I said, this was never the fun one.
Now, food. I have a couple more traditions, Chris. We're almost done until we move on. But let's talk food.
Mm.
Do you have any food traditions with your family around Christmas?
I would say growing up, it was almost like it was always like disappointing Thanksgiving.
Aw, womp womp.
Yeah, it wasn't ever like, because I mean, I've said this before. I love Thanksgiving. It's just the best holiday. I love Thanksgiving food, which I know is controversial, but. I always felt like Christmas was like just kind of not a give up, but like it was like, well, we've already done the big meal, so we'll do a Thanksgiving light.
Right.
Yeah.
So lots of people wrote in and say that they do Mexican food for Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
My family grew up doing this, tamales, queso, all the Mexican food, which is funny. I don't know what that has to do with Christmas Eve, but I guess if you're going to eat turkey the next day, it's a fun mm-hmm. Christmas Eve thing. Christmas breakfast, I know people have very specific things that they do for breakfast. My dad always made cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. That was kind of our...
I like doing breakfast on Christmas, yeah.
Family day. Now, the biggest win for my family, I would say, last year we convinced my family, this was me and my mom doing the convincing, because my dad and my husband are very big traditionalists. Mm-hmm. We convinced them to do steak instead of turkey. That was a huge win.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So we did the Thanksgiving, Christmas, normal sides, but with steak.
Hmm.
It was wonderful.
That sounds great. Can I interject a real quick Christmas breakfast story that will tie into gifts?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. My dad grew up in a family of seven.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's a big New England family. Their tradition, which was, it sounds like this was forced upon them, but they had to wake up on Christmas morning, wait for my grandpa to cook a full breakfast.
Oh, no.
Eat it.
Oh, no.
Clean up. And then open presents, oh, no. Which is just hardcore.
That there. Is.
Yeah, that's he was a military guy, all that. But that's how they did Christmas. Is I'm gonna make y'all breakfast. We're going to eat and clean up.
You will sit here
hard
and enjoy it.
Core.
We
yes.
do. I will say we usually wake up and do Santa and then do breakfast mm-hmm. and then come back for presents.
Right.
Like everyone goes and gets dressed and then comes back for presents. But that is, it's hard. The younger kids you have, the harder it is
yeah,
to
I don't know how we pulled that
too.
Off with seven kids. I have no idea.
Now, speaking of family, this is the last big tradition I want to talk about. And we kind of mentioned this in the beginning, but I had lots of people write in about their favorite traditions revolve around family. And a lot of people travel. And so I think that's just what's so cool is it's a sweet time to be together. It's a sweet time to do things. And as I said at the beginning, everyone does it different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what's – I love holidays because I love being with family.
Mm-hmm.
And the older I get, when I get to be back with my siblings, that's what makes it special. Not the presents, not the did Santa come or not, not even was the food good. What I remember are those memories with my family.
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris, let's talk some tradition ideas for teenagers. So if you have teens in your home, we just talked about a lot of different traditions and your family might even be different than some of the ones that we talked about, but here are some ideas of things to do this holiday season with your teen.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is watch a Christmas movie. Do you like Christmas movies?
For the most part, I know I'm blaspheming here and I know in this company I probably really am, but I'm not much on the old classics. I know. They kind of missed me. I tried and I kind of fell asleep.
What's your favorite Christmas movie then?
Home Alone.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know that's on our list. And then that one has some more nostalgic. I remember we lived in Europe and we went to like a German theater and watched it in English when it came out. And like I had no idea what I was walking into. And I don't remember laughing as hard as I ever had at that point in my life at that movie. And so, yeah.
There's something really nostalgic about Christmas movies. And I asked people their favorite Christmas movies. And I would say if you have a teenager, this might look like having a night at home and you're drinking hot chocolate and picking a movie. Some families watch the same movie on the same day every year.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dad always go. There's an old theater downtown in Grapevine, Texas called The Palace. And they show Christmas movies in December. And so me and my dad, if we can, always try to go watch White Christmas together. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our tradition. But some of the top movies by my poll are White Christmas, my personal fave. Mm-hmm. Obviously not Chris's because he hates good things.
Don't hate it. Just fell asleep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fine. Elf was a big one. The Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. There are three of those, but especially the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone. They're coming out with a new one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Disney Plus doing that? Who's doing that? Oh, I should
have
looked.
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I should have looked that up. Mm-hmm. So that is one that you could introduce your kids to the original and then also watch the new one
mm-hmm.
that's coming out. Christmas Vacation.
Can't go wrong with that.
You can't. However, if you have younger teenagers,
yeah,
be wary if you're not watching it on TV.
Yeah, watch the TV version if you have to, yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, and then Die Hard.
Debatable.
I have some opinions on this. Maybe we shouldn't get into them, but I did have people write in that that's their favorite
Christmas movie. That's a divisive topic for sure.
And then I know a lot of people, too, who just go to a movie theater around Christmas, that's their family tradition. Maybe on Christmas Day, after they've eaten and everything, they go watch a movie.
That's actually one of my favorite things to be able to do is just around the holidays, just even if it's not on Christmas, but like when everything's kind of shut down and the world's slower, just to go watch a movie. There's something about that.
So many good movies come out around the holidays, too. So that's something to look forward to. Now, Kelly, who is one of our podcast producers, she told me a story that one year they went and saw Titanic, and it was so crowded that they had to sit, like, on the floor. Those, like, very close to the screen seats. And she said that it was nauseating and just a very depressing experience for Christmas. So maybe look at what you're going to watch and make sure. It doesn't have to be upbeat, but you might not want to walk away going, man, that was a bummer.
Yeah. It's not really a cheery movie, is it?
Now, I talked about this at the beginning, but several people wrote in about reading books. So like I said, my family does the Polar Express. I know some people who do Twas the Night Before Christmas, or they read the birth story of Jesus from the Bible every year. So that's another tradition that you could pick up. One of my favorite things, I didn't talk about this earlier, but for the Polar Express, my dad said at the beginning, when you have kids, you can graduate from sitting for the reading, at least on the laps. However, my little brother, who is not a little guy, he's a big guy.
Big guy.
Still does not have kids. And so last year, it was my two kids and then my little niece, who wasn't a year yet, and then Caleb. All cuddled up. And so this is a fun, these are fun traditions. It was probably, like I said, cuter when we were little. And then as we turned into teenagers, it turned into who could make the other people laugh the most. There were unbuttoning of shirts or messing with dad while he read. So that tradition changed over the years, but that's a sweet one. Now, another one is to look at Christmas lights.
Yeah, that's a big player in our house.
I love this. And I wish my husband liked Christmas lights a little more, but this is still just, it's an easy, easy one. Load up the kids and let's go look at lights.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's, and you can Google certain parts of town that kind of have neighborhoods that are known for that. And there's certain HOAs, like that's a big, big part of what they do. Account for traffic because that can be one of those things that, like, lately, especially with COVID, people doing more of that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's a really fun time. I also would say, too, if you want to, find really spectacular light shows, you can find them on YouTube as well. Yeah, well, that's something my boys found not too long ago, and we started searching these really great Christmas light shows at homes, and there's some doozies on there.
That's really cool. Now, an idea too, especially if you have teenagers, they would probably appreciate it, is grab a treat for the car. So hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, do something special. One of my friends wrote in and say that they always do Chick-fil-A peppermint milkshakes, that they go drive through, pick those up, and then go look at lights. And especially if you're going to pick one, like I know there are some around here that you could be waiting in a car line for an hour to get to the lights. So especially if you're going to pick something like that, make sure you're prepared with maybe watch a movie in the car while you're waiting, or have lots of snacks so that there's something to do. Now, games are an also big part of Christmas tradition, especially with if you're with family. We mentioned Sarah Brooks last week for her game list, and she also said that every year her family gets the board game of the year to play it. And I think that's a pretty cool tradition.
We this year of my boys are getting old enough now where they just we just got Settlers of Catan.
Ooh, I love Catan.
Yeah, and so that's been pretty fun to find a game that takes time and something you can play, sit down, come back to kind of thing. If your boys are honest and don't try to cheat.
We used to do that with Risk or like Monopoly, that you'd play slowly over time. Now, Christmas Eve services, many people now have services on the 23rd or the 24th to be a little more flexible. But I had some people write in that that's their favorite part of Christmas, is doing that as a family and the candlelight services. And kind of going into that, Advent is another thing that a lot of people do. So Advent, I didn't grow up doing a ton of Advent, I don't feel like. I mean, we had the calendars, but I didn't really know what that means. But in Latin, it means to come to. So it's the season of expecting and celebrating Christmas. It's the four Sundays and weekdays leading up to Christmas. So this year it started November 28th and it goes through the 24th, but it's not too late if you want to grab a calendar, or you can look, Google it, and there are different reading plans that you can just read something short every day for Advent.
And what's kind of fun about the Advent calendars is the variety of calendars that are out there now. What's a big player in our house is Lego Advent calendars.
Ooh, interesting.
And they are so specific now. My boys have a Mandalorian Lego Advent calendar this year.
How cool.
Yeah, yeah. So stuff like that where they wake up and it's like probably a little 15 to 20 piece set from the show, mm-hmm. but it's really small and they look forward to it. And
you put the pieces together every day? Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
It's pretty cool.
And kind of going off that, Chris, the last tradition that you could do with your team that I want to talk about is making something together.
Mm-hmm.
So that might look like a puzzle, or it might look like a Lego set that they're getting. Christmas cookies were always a thing that my family did, and other people wrote in about that. I know friends who do gingerbread houses, either out of real gingerbread, or some people make them out of graham crackers. And I've seen people, too, make them competition. So they'll either do them individually or split up into pairs, and then they'll post them on, like, Instagram stories and have people vote so they can pick a winner, and then they get a prize. So that's something really fun, too. I didn't mention this under games. Josh's family does, and this would be a super fun one for teenagers. So this is the last thing I'll say. But have you seen the game where you have to wear oven mitts and unwrap presents?
Oh, no, but I can imagine.
I will look up some instructions on this and put it out there. So my mother-in-law wraps probably 8 boxes, and they're wrapped in wrapping paper with a lot of tape. So it's a small box and a bigger box and a bigger box and a bigger box. And then everyone wears oven mitts. And the way we do it is you try to unwrap with oven mitts, which is incredibly difficult. And someone, the person in front of you, is rolling dice. And when they hit a double, then it's their turn and you pass the present. And whoever opens the final present when it's on their turn gets to keep whatever prize it is.
Oh,
so often
fun.
It's money, or it could be an extra present or something like that. But that's a fun family game. It gets really competitive and gets loud. So try that one.
Love it.
For the tip, we talked a lot about traditions, and many families have set traditions. But when it comes to teenagers, I feel like we talk about this a lot. Let them have a say in this.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, it can feel like if you're a family that doesn't have a ton of traditions, or maybe you have a blended family, or, you know, where there's not a lot of set traditions, is, you know, allowing the ones who this is going to affect the most, and that's your kids, choose those. And the cool thing about traditions is it doesn't actually really matter specifically what it is. We gave you a ton of ideas here, but sometimes it is just that one thing, and just be committed to coming back to that year every year, whether or not you have to jot it down in your notes or whatever, like that we did this. But new traditions are fun. And it can create a lot of memories.
Or I think people think traditions have to be around for a long time, but they had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your teenager, hey, let's start a new tradition. What do you want that to be? And you never know, 10, 15 years from now, that could be your very favorite thing that your kid is talking about with their kids.
Hey, guys, just a quick note. For the next 4 weeks, we are doing what we're calling TL Selects. And this is a look back onto some earlier days of the Teen Life podcast. If you are a new Teen Life podcast listener, we used to do this thing in a very different format. We did kind of longer form interviews. We did really specific topics and did really deep dives with experts and people who've had different experiences. And we're really proud of kind of that phase of Teen Life. And we want to take our holiday season to look back on 4 different episodes that we'll cover the next 4 weeks. And so be looking for that in your podcast feed over the next 4 weeks. The TL Selects, and enjoy these episodes. We're really, really proud of them.
Yeah, we can't wait for you to listen and let us know what you think about these old episodes that still are so, so helpful.
All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.